Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
O'Brien Thompson, 26-year-old Penn grad Luigi Mangione, has been charged with murder hours after he was spotted at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania. Correspondent Lilia Luciano from Altoona.
He cooperated with police initially, but what I'm learning from Altoona police now is that he stopped answering their questions. We don't know if he has retained an attorney or has any representation, but at the time that I spoke with the police, he had not.
They say Mangione was carrying a fake New Jersey ID matching one he allegedly used at a New York hostel, as well as a passport, a gun, and a suppressor. Sources tell us he suffered from chronic pain from a back injury. Parts of Southern California are under mandatory evacuation orders. Officials say an explosive brush fire has burned more than 800 acres in Malibu. Wind gusts up to 65 miles an hour are expected to spread the flames. The L.A. County Fire Department's Jonathan Torres.
We have an active aggressive firefight, including aerial and ground forces. We do have helicopters in the sky. In addition to that, we have our normal fleet as well as our QRF, which is our quick reaction force.
Pepperdine University has also been evacuated. It's a first for an Israeli prime minister. Benjamin Netanyahu has taken the stand to testify at his corruption trial. He's charged with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. The BBC's Yolande Nell is at the courthouse in Tel Aviv.
There's this idea which the prime minister himself was putting forward in a news conference last night that he is the victim of what he called a brutal witch hunt by his political opponents. And his lawyer picked up on that, saying in court it was the pursuit of a man, not a crime.
This week's fall of the Assad regime has prompted some European countries to suspend asylum procedures for Syrians.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Britain's among the countries on this side of the Atlantic to freeze all asylum applications from Syrian nationals.
It's important that we just stop and let events play out a bit.
UK Immigration Minister Angela Eagle. France and Greece have also halted new asylum applications. Austria is talking about deporting the Syrians it's taken in since the regime they fled no longer exists.
Supreme Court hears arguments today over a proposed railroad that would transport oil through the West. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
When you extract hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil and transport it on an 88-mile railroad, does it violate environmental law if you ignore the possible impacts to water and wildlife if the tracks run alongside the Colorado River?
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers' starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee, week three, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich, making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willie Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willie, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day, and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy, woo.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 33 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A little breezy with some off and on light snow showers and a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we will go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, guess which Republican candidate who claims to have never lost an election is a leading contender to become Trump's ambassador in Mexico. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Yes, back in the Lake Wissota studios. Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Tuesday morning, December 10th. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or on the app. Or on demand by podcast or watching us on Facebook or YouTube. We appreciate you starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Do you still have a landline? Are you one of the few that still have some copper wires that go to your home and go to a telephone there rather than something wireless, cell phone or otherwise? Well, they're going away. We'll talk about that, about AT&T. Saying that they want to remove the last of the landlines across Wisconsin and across the country, frankly, over the next 5 years. The copper wire network is some 70 years old now, and AT&T says only about 5% of their residential customers and 5% of their commercial customers still use landlines. Here in Wisconsin, there's still just over 15% of adults that still use a landline. So if you're one of them, the clock is a ticking, and it's not an analog clock anymore. It's not a TikTok thing. It's a digital. So there go the landlines. Coming up on the program this morning, we've got a hodgepodge of things here. It's Tuesday, so of course we've got social media manager Sharita Booker and community editor Christina Lurie talking about the recent Up North News social media posts and newsletter stories you've enjoyed the most over the past week or so. We'll talk about, look, remember how the pandemic got a few more folks to be socially distant by getting outdoors more often, and it was a trend that benefited state parks and lakes and trails? Well, folks saw it, fell in love with it, and they keep coming back. We're going to discuss a new report that shows how outdoor recreation in Wisconsin grew again last year and now contributes, get this, $11 billion to the state economy. Let's see. In our second hour, children's author Laura Bird is back. She'll have some holiday gift recommendations, not just for the young readers, but your grown-ups on the list as well. And let's see, we'll talk to Chad Holmes about his 8 a.m. talk show in Wausau on 99WXCO. And, you know, we're going to have a little fun at the Chicago Bears expense. The Bears have sunk so low that ticket prices for the Bears-Packers season finale at Lambeau Field have actually gone down in value recently. And Greg Bach is here in Racine, where I can share with him that Roger has put up from Stevens Point. Friendly reminder, don't leave Bears tickets in your car in open view. Someone will break in and leave you 6 more. People just not going to Bears games the way that they used to.
Listeners of the show, Bears Packers tickets on me.
And Alicia writes in on YouTube, I've been hearing from some of my customers about how all of their phones have moved to the computer.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I have the option to answer my iPhone on my iMac over here, and everything's getting more digitized all the time. But Greg Bach is in the hub of digital operations right there in beautiful Radio Park. Is that a landline in your hand there?
No, I think it's attached to, like, you know, digital stuff. You know.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
You've been in, it looks like it has a – no, actually, it's on – oh, no, it's plugged into our network.
Okay, well, there you go. And we know.
That sound professional enough for you?
That is as professional as it gets. But you've been in Radio Park now for, what, almost a couple months now?
2 months now.
So, yeah. So yeah. It's so no more excuses. You know, what does this button do should not be in your vocabulary anymore.
Hey, if I press this button, what happens now?
Oh, dear. There goes Greg. Well, we lost him. Okay. It's 26 right now in Chippewa Falls. It's 23 in Hayward. Wausau's at 29. La Crosse, 27. Amory, 20. Wisconsin Rapids, 28. Green Bay reporting 34 degrees. Madison's got 30. Waukesha, 30. And down at Radio Park in Racine, it is 32 degrees right now. Let's see. Let's talk about the outdoor recreation thing, you know, just from the get-go here, because it was some nice news to see the governor's office put out a press release overnight that said it was another record-breaking year for Wisconsin's outdoor recreation industry. The new report shows that outdoor recreation contributed $11.2 billion to the state's gross domestic product, growing 9.5% over the previous record set in 2022. And outdoor recreation now supports nearly 97,000 jobs. The data comes from the Outdoor Recreation Satellite Account of the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, which makes it sound like satellites are watching every canoeist and counting you. I see you, snowmobiler. I'm counting you. Again, this is just for outdoor recreation. You might recall that back in June, there was a report on the full tourism industry in Wisconsin. The full tourism industry contributes $25 billion to the state economy. And as for those outdoor recreation jobs, they account for just over 3% of all Wisconsin employment, with a total employee payroll of $5.5 billion. All in all, just a huge feather in the cap for Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers and everybody who makes tourism and recreation work in Wisconsin. And amazingly, they've been able to do it, Craig, without pretty much a dime out of me, because my outdoor recreation consists of, you know, mowing the lawn occasionally. But for so many other people, we are America's playground. People like to come up north from anywhere and come play here.
I honestly have had so many instances where people, I mean, just not even going up north, you know, north of 29, but like even just southeastern Wisconsin, like, or Madison, Green Bay, people come here and they're like, I had no idea how beautiful it was here. I had no idea there was so much to do. I had no idea how affordable it is.
Yes, definitely affordable. So let me give you an example. This past weekend, I was in the Washington, D.C. area in Arlington, Virginia, and there's some beautiful spots there. You know, still, they have very much a colonial feel for them with the cobblestone streets, the cobblestone sidewalks. That's another matter altogether.
Your ankles will thank you.
Yeah, right. It too is beautiful, but not affordable. Unlike what you said about Wisconsin, which is beautiful and affordable. We got the whole schmear going on here.
When my wife and I went to San Francisco years ago, this is before, I really knew nothing about, like, I thought San Francisco and Los Angeles were like 25 minutes apart from each other. And she said, the first thing that's going to happen when you get off the plane is you're going to want to move here. You're going to fall in love with it. You're going to love the just everything about it. Mm-hmm. I said, nah, it's not going to happen. I get off the plane. We're there for like 25 minutes. I'm like, I love it here. She pulls out her phone immediately on a Zillow page. She goes, that's how much a house is here. I'm like, okay.
Never mind.
We'll just visit your brother.
Yep. I haven't seen much of the website Zillow Gone Wild, but I got a feeling that some of the prices there would qualify for that page.
Is there a website called Zillow Gone Wild?
Yes, there is. Oh. Yes. some of the one of my friends showed it to me, I think in D.C. over the weekend, because they thought it was just funny that they're not just wildly expensive, but wildly eccentric. Like somebody's got like full size fiberglass dinosaurs randomly scattered on their property. And so you see what looks like a normal like view of the kitchen, but outside the kitchen window, there's like a T-Rex looking in the window.
See, that's the kind of thing I'd be like, all right, I'm going to give you like $25,000 less, and you're going to get rid of all of that. Like that's
that's what we said. We're like, what if you bought the house? It's like, yeah, we'll buy this, but that goes with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's not charming.
Mm-hmm. Yep. By the way, if you want to join in on any of the conversations today, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can also use the Civic Media app to text or call us. And by the way, you're going to need that Civic Media app in less than an hour from our grown-up gift list text to win contest with grown-up grand prizes coming your way from Civic Media. The one of the more interesting things of looking up, we looked up a couple of different old friends who've moved to the D.C. area, Arlington, Virginia area. And look, I make jokes all the time about my advancing age. There's just something that hits different when you're talking to friends who are a little bit younger than you. And now they're already talking about the potential for retirement because there's just that frustration that's out there that says, okay, how do I unplug from all of this? And one of the friends, they're looking at a place, you know, in another country to run off to. And you can't say that you blame them. If you got a chance to go see the world, you know, you don't want to wait too long. Far too many people don't get the retirement they want. They don't get the travels they want because they waited too long. And pretty soon, for health reasons, or you lose a spouse, or your financial situation changes, or what have you, they don't get to take up those plans. And so I notice people younger all the time saying, maybe it's not even a full retirement. Maybe it's just a sabbatical.
Yeah.
But I got to get away. Tony up in Ashland puts on YouTube just now, New Zealand seems cool. Tony, that's one of my targets. One of my favorite trips ever was to New Zealand. It was, you know, 25 years ago now. But it's just, it's, I don't know if paradise is the right word, but it's awfully close. It's just wonderful.
I'd love to visit New Zealand. I have no interest in visiting Australia ever, but I'd love to go to New Zealand.
You can't. I mean, you kind of have to. It's right next door. You know, you're going. You know, you're going to Milwaukee. You might as well see Waukesha. You know, they're all there.
No one's ever said that, Pat. No one has ever never said that.
I even thought that as it was coming out of my mouth, and yet I thought, well, yeah, I'll put it out there anyway, and that was wrong, kids. It was weird to talk about retirement, but also kind of encouraging to know that some folks have goals and are able to keep them. So hopefully that's the case for all of you as well. One quick note on the daily newsletter, which you can sign up for at upnorthnewswi.com. The edition today includes some small town attractions up north, some bookstores and shops to consider, and also an op-ed from a Wisconsin oncologist on how Congress needs to finally get serious about putting restrictions on these fruit-flavored vapes. They are not some kind of harmless alternative to cigarettes. In fact, we know less about what harm ingredients might be in vapes than we know are in cigarettes. So you can read more at our newsletter put together by Christina Lorien. We'll hear from her in just about 15 minutes, but we're going to talk to Sherita Booker next about some of our more popular posts at Up North News. Search Up North News WI on your favorite platform to learn more. This is Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with Sherita in just a sec. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports.
and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
All right, let's get into the things that you are clicking on and engaging with and liking, commenting, sharing. We're, of course, talking about social media posts. And that means we're bringing in our social media manager, Sherita Booker. Sherita, how you doing?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good. Let's take a review of three of the more popular stories that you can find on our pages, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the others out there. And the first one is about a holiday attraction. And this is not about saying, oh, you should go do this, because you can't if you didn't get tickets already. But it's so popular that people still want to hear more about it and maybe go another time. We are talking about the Polar Express, the train ride. Sherita, tell us more about that.
Yep. So the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay kicked off their annual Polar Express train ride, which is held on the weekends through December 15th. And families can enjoy hot cocoa, read the classic book, and go on a real train ride to the, quote, North Pole. As the only licensed location in Wisconsin to host the event, it serves as the museum's biggest annual fundraiser, supporting its programs for over 12,000 children. And that post had almost 4,000 likes on our Facebook. Candace shared a photo of her children in the comments and said, "I've taken my kids for the past 4 years. They always have a blast. But I also like to address in our comments, a lot of people inquiring on how to get tickets or expressing their frustration without being able to get tickets because it's always sold out. So tickets for this year actually sold out earlier in the summer, but here's a tip for next year. Tickets go on sale every July. And last year, 12,400 tickets, well, that's the total of the tickets, they were all sold out in 4 hours. So keep that in mind and plan ahead for next year. You can buy tickets. Yeah, you can buy tickets through Ticketstar or over the phone. So make sure you're on top of that for next year.
You make sure you're on top of it. And you know what? We'll do the same thing, Sherita. We'll stick it in the file here for, you know, sometime in June, and we'll bring this back up and give people a heads up so that maybe more of our listeners and readers can get tickets, you know, before other folks even remember that the tickets are for sale.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? I'd love to be on something like that. Now, I have to admit, I'm not familiar with the Polar Express movie, but I love trains. My dad worked on a train for many years for the old Chicago Northwestern Railroad, and that would be a nice treat to be on something like that. So, yeah, I completely understand why it's popular, and so be aware, next year, maybe you can get the tickets to go on it instead. Let's move from the trains to the automobiles, and that is about the roads in Wisconsin. A popular story that we had over the past week is about the roads, slick roads, and cheese. Tell us more, Sherita.
Yeah, we all love our cheese in Wisconsin, but did you know that Greene County actually uses cheese brine combined with salt melt snow and ice during the winter. Cheese brine helps to make the salt stick better, and UW-Madison's top lab found that liquid brine not only speeds up road clearing, but also saves money and reduces salt buildup in waterways. That post had more than 1,000 likes on our Facebook, and Nick said, "Is that why I get an overwhelming urge to pick up some curds during a snowstorm?" And Jana said, "If that's not the most Wisconsin thing I've ever heard." We've also had many comments of people saying that brine has actually caused more corrosion to their cars, though.
I guess I can't address whether that's the case or not. I'd be curious to find out. I know on our text line, Michaela from West Bend texted in a few days back that Milwaukee County is using the cheese brine as well. I recall it being an experimental thing. I don't know how long ago that was now, but give them points for innovation, right? You got to try something.
In a local resource at that.
Yeah. I do like the comment about suggesting beet juice. I don't know if that's going to work too well with people's cars. But again, whatever can get it done and doesn't do as much damage as salt would be welcome. All right, now let's really get into it with our food post here. And it's all about the Paul Bunyan breakfast in the Dells. It was a popular post, but maybe not for the reasons we expected when we originally put it up, Sharita.
So for over 65 years, Paul Bunyan's cook shanty in Wisconsin Dells has been serving his classic breakfast of eggs, bacon, biscuits, and pancakes, and also their signature hot sugar donuts. The bakers start before 5 a.m. to ensure the donuts arrive fresh and hot when the restaurant opens at 9 a.m. And that post had more than 1,000 likes, and Sherry said, "To heck with everything else. Just bring the bowl of donuts. Thank you." And Sue said, "This is our must-do list every time you visit the Dells, along with original Wisconsin Ducks." And there were also tons and tons of comments saying, "Bring back the Monopoly location."
Tons and tons.
Yes. So hopefully they're going to get this message from you guys.
They'll get the message, but reading through a couple of comments, it sounds like the building's been, you know, cleaned out, and apparently that site was going to be developed. It maybe still is, maybe isn't. I don't know, but boy, the Wisconsin Dells location for the Paul Bunyan cook shanty, yes, very, very popular. Minocqua's was very popular too. I'd been there once or twice myself. Kind of missed that it's not there, and clearly by the comments, a whole lot of folks miss it as well and would like to see it come back. If not at that location, then maybe something else. And hey, maybe if it's not the same people that run the one in the Dells, hello, business opportunity up in Minocqua. Get one of these things kind of similar opened up. And I think there'd be plenty of customers waiting, Sharita. Just be sure you have the donuts.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. Make sure you got the donuts, though.
Yeah, if you've got that, then you're good. Everything else is just, you know, it's eggs, bacon, you know, biscuits and gravy, all that good stuff. But have the donuts too. We appreciate all the comments that people put on all of our posts throughout social media. Just search for Up North News WI. If you haven't already started following us on your favorite social media platform, Sharita Booker is our social media manager. Sharita, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too, Pat.
One quick note before we take a break and then talk to Christina Lorre, and it's on a post that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss put up. Basically, he's tired of folks dunking on him for backing the Foxconn venture, where Republicans were prepared to offer $3 to $4 billion of your tax money to one foreign-owned company that had a lousy track record of keeping its promises. And of course, it wasn't keeping its promises. And so Scott Walker was defeated by Tony Evers, and he came in and renegotiated the contract to cost a lot less to taxpayers. Meanwhile, that land continues to be developed. Microsoft building a big data center. And of course, last week we talked about Eli Lilly coming in and buying a factory that a smaller company had put up with help from the Evers administration. And Voss talking about how, you know, if it hadn't been for what we did at Foxconn, none of the rest of this would have happened. That is not the flex you think it is when somebody's cleaning up your mess, your multi-billion dollar mess, and has cleaned it up. The fact that you bulldozed those homes and things weren't happening doesn't take you off the hook for the failures that you created there that other folks have had to clean up. Back with Christina after.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
30 different business items and a re-election. That's some of the business handled by Wisconsin Farm Bureau members yesterday. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in the markets. Yesterday, more than 200 members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation transacted more than 30 pieces of business during their annual business meeting. Jason Mugnanini, who is the Executive Director of Policy for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says overall he was pleased with the conversations.
Yeah, I think it went really smoothly today. I think the delegates from all across the state were well-prepped and knew what they needed to talk about today. And I think some really great policies on transparency in the dairy industry, tractor safety, and really just dealing with some of the challenges that we have on farm policy here in the state of Wisconsin. I thought it was a good discussion on a lot of different topics, and I think that there's some really great ideas to take into the state capitol and then, again, bring to American Farm Bureau next month when we go to their annual.
Mugnanini says that some of the items adopted yesterday included supporting the Wisconsin Youth Apprenticeship Program, supporting the use of biofuel blended fuels year-round, and also opposing efforts to allow unrestricted foreign ownership of Wisconsin farmland. You can find more details about the business items on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. Markets are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
On Monday, the barrel cheese stood still, while 40-pound block cheese gained 3 at 173. Double A butter down a penny and a half at 253 a pound. This morning, the March corn down a half at 441. December new crop down a half at 438. January beans are up a penny and a half at 991. November new crop up a penny at 1005. March wheat down 2 at 556. July new crop down 2.5 at 570. And January class 3 milks down 4. 1933 100 weight. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 33 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A little breezy with some off and on light snow showers and a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio to discuss the latest in politics and what's happening with the economy. Join us.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
We're back now on Up North News Radio. Time for our weekly visit with our community editor, Christina Lurie. She puts together our newsletter. Sign up on her website, upnorthnewswi.com. Christina, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you, Pat?
Good. I am happy to give an update. I know folks have been waiting on pins and needles, but Christina did get the Kreitlow Christmas card for this year. It did go out already. It's already getting received. Rave reviews all around for the four pictures that we chose to put on it, if I may say so myself.
If I had to rank the four pictures, I would put number one is definitely the Disney picture in front of the castle. It was an extra magical touch. Love that one, Pat.
There you go. Thank you so much. We did things a little earlier than usual this year. Maybe it was because Thanksgiving was a little later than usual, but we found that we had the time and the wherewithal to say, okay, let's just bang these things out. So we did with the Christmas cards, and our tree went up on December 1st, which is, again, pretty early for us, but given the weather and just the, you know, everything else out there in the world, I think a little extra splash of color was just the thing we needed to kick off the holiday season early. How about you?
Yeah, and if you're going to do all that work, you might as well maximize the time that you're able to enjoy it. I always try to tell my parents this every single year, and every year they throw up the Christmas tree about a week before Christmas and complain about how much work it is. I imagine them as the scene from Christmas with the Cranks, that movie with Jamie Lee Curtis, where they're like rushing before I get home to put up all their Christmas stuff.
I like how your choice of words, that they throw up the Christmas tree, just like, yeah, here, Christmas, blah, we're done. But it happens. It gets up there, and that's all fine and good. It does lead us sometimes during the holiday season to want to get out of the house, maybe imbibe along the way. And that's where, you know, one of the stories, little features you've been working on for us deals with what are called Wisconsin's best Christmas bars.
Well, maybe if you want to enjoy someone else's decorations, I have the perfect place for you.
Okay.
So Cleo's.
Of course, Cleo's.
Yes. Have you been there?
It's been a very, very long time, but yes.
Okay. So I made the mistake of going to Lake Tigre Lounge in Madison and remarking about how impressive I thought their Christmas lights were. And I still stand by that. I thought they were quite beautiful. I posted a picture to my Facebook page, and immediately all of the comments, comment after comment after comment, was Cleo's is better. You haven't been to Cleo's. Go to Cleo's. So I did. And everyone, you are right. I mean, I'm willing to admit defeat. They are. I don't think they can. The lights per square inch has to be a maximum. That has to be some kind of record. So I looked into the story behind it, and it's just so cute. So in 1970, Cleo opened a cocktail lounge in Appleton. She loved Christmas, so she just decided to leave her lights up one year, and the rest is history. They've been up ever since. Their signature cocktail is called the Dirty Snowball, which is equal parts vodka, dark cream de cacao, and coffee liqueur. And it's just the place to go. I mean, you really haven't lived until you've experienced Cleo's in July, is what I'm told. So I cannot wait to add that to my summer bucket list next year.
I would say, and I say this with love, you really haven't lived until you've been to Cleo's and experienced the apprehension about whether you're in something that might be against local code and, you know, are there enough fire suppression systems in the place? Because it's a lot of lights.
Yes, it does look like a fire hazard, but, you know, I didn't want to be a Scrooge.
No. It's been since 1970. I'm sure it's in very good hands. And again, if you're going up and down College Avenue there anyway, when you're in Appleton, you should swing in one of these times. It's most certainly worth it. Folks come there from all over, just like up the road there in Green Bay, where Packer fans show up from around the world. And where did we have a delegation from recently? Was it Germany?
Yeah, well, we actually had quite a few. So the German contingency of fans that what I learned is that the third largest international NFL fan group is Packers Germany EV. That's their name. And every year they try to make the trip out to Lambeau. And they schedule it around a week where the Packers will have two games. And this year it worked out extra well because they played on Sunday night and then the Thursday of Thanksgiving. So were able to catch two games in less than a week span. So there was about 60 fans that poured in from Germany. There were also fans from Australia at that game, which is just mind-boggling to me. Mm-hmm. And it's just so cool to see something that is so ingrained in Wisconsin culture beloved literally halfway around the world. So this luckily the German fans, they were treated like royalty. They got a VIP stadium tour from a Green Bay VIP himself, Antonio Freeman. Ooh. And Mark Murphy met with them. And of course, like the question you always have to answer if you meet someone from Germany, what beer is better? And they were very quick to defend their homeland's beer, as they should. But then one of them went rogue and admitted, except Spotted Cow, that's the best beer I've drank in the last 20 years. So shout out New Glarus.
Wow.
A German seal of approval.
Man, turn that into an ad. My goodness.
Yes. In his thick German accent, too. It really added to it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's just great. You know, the other thing about visitors that are Packer related, but this instead would be the visiting team. But, and I know I mentioned it the other morning, but I want to say again, on our social media feed is a picture of the double-decker 747 jet that the Miami Dolphins team flew into
Wasn't
Appleton.
Wasn't that cool?
It was immense for a football team. You know, which, again, you're not taking a small jet. Obviously, a football team, you know, all the players, trainers, staff, all that. But a double-decker 747, you know, it's like Jerry Jones, the Jerry Jones of airplanes, you know, much like that stadium in Dallas that is just so overly big. But I guess that's what you do when you're visiting.
Well, at risk of sounding dumb, I mean, I took a lot of physics classes. It will never compute to me how something like that can fly in the air.
Gets off the ground, right?
And also, I mean, it's not just massive. We're talking about all football players on it. That is not your standard body type.
That's true. There's some real ballast going on there. Those are big fellas. So I suppose a big plane is what's necessary. And again, the engine power to get it off the ground. Folks that get there, I mean, obviously there's your season ticket holders. There's others who, you know, will sell onesie twosie tickets here and there so that us mere mortals can get into the stadium once in a great while, like I was able to do a few weeks back. But there is still that legendary waiting list for season tickets. It does move. There is turnover. But Christina, that list, it's still pretty big.
Yeah, and it's something like out of Willy Wonka, because the moment you get off the list, they literally send you a golden ticket. It's a golden postcard alerting you that it is your time to buy season tickets. But I wanted to give everyone a little update, because the week of Thanksgiving, the Today Show, of all things, did a little feature on the Packers season ticket wait list. And, you know, they explained the whole golden ticket thing and how 99% of season ticket holders were new. I would love to talk to that 1% because I don't know who's giving up their tickets.
Talk to them because of the reason they tend to give them up. And it's a celestial reason, if you know what I'm saying.
But you can opt to pass it along to your family. So I just, you know, they obviously didn't do a good enough job selling the Packers to the rest of their family if they want to give those up.
That could be. It could be, you know, family issues. It could be that you just don't have the family members that want to do it, just like there are family members who, you know, don't want to take over milking the cows and things like that. It's, you know, going to Packer games, I mean, it's not a bargain basement affair, not just the cost of the season ticket, but, you know the expense of going to just one NFL game. You know, much less going to, you know, all of them on the home schedule. So I guess I could see where some families, after enough years, have said, okay, that was fun, but we don't need to be forking out that much when we can, you know, sit in the warm confines of our home and watch the game that way.
It's definitely a commitment. And the two just little tips that I heard was, first, the only negative I heard from season ticket holders is that sometimes they wait a really long time. It's usually people who are requesting 3 or 4 seats, and then they get seats that are pretty far away in areas where they end up having to stand the whole game because all the fans around them are standing. Mm-hmm. So that was really the only negative. But one helpful tip that I learned was from one guy who commented that he added his name to the list in 2020, just to see what happened, just as a single ticket holder. And his name came up this year. So wow, that's your fast pass. If you, it's kind of like the single rider line at theme parks. If you really, really want to get into Lambo, maybe try for that single ticket, have someone else in your family, you know, try to for 2 or 3, but some names are on those lists for anywhere between 30 and 50 years.
It's really wild. But yeah, there is a way to do it. So that I find very interesting. So, all right, well, that takes care of, let's see, we've taken care of bars in Wisconsin, which people like stories about. Packers, we got that. We got to go to food, I believe, in some way, shape, or form. What are we doing, candy and snacks this week?
Yes, I feel like we'll stick with the German theme a little bit. This kind of like links everything together. So okay, Haribo moved to Wisconsin last year. It was the candy company's first headquarters ever in Wisconsin, a giant deal. They're usually based out of Germany. You might know their little jingle from commercials, "You're happier with Haribo." They make those golden gummy bears. So something interesting about them is that their massive plant is in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, and right outside of it, they painted the town's water tower all gummy bear themed, and it won an award that I did not know existed called Tank of the Year. It was in the top 10 tanks in America for just how creative it was. So if you're ever in the area, add that to your list. It's something fun to see. It's just giant gummy bears. And if you're wondering how giant they are, the water tank itself is 120 feet tall. Each gummy bear on it, which when you're looking at it, they don't look massive, but each one is 11 feet tall itself.
Oh, my.
Yes.
All right. Get your attention. It's not, I mean, again, it's not like what I always cite, you know, the giant muskie up in Hayward. But it is one more of those roadside attractions, I guess, that you can see around Wisconsin and go, I was not expecting that on my road trip today.
Yeah, and if anyone is looking for more, we actually did a story about this pretty recently, sometime over the fall on upnorthnews.com. We talked about the muskie. There's also a giant potato masher that's relatively new that's off the highway. We have a giant Pinky the elephant. There's a lot of world's largest things in Wisconsin that are seemingly random, but we'll take it.
Yes. And it's not only good for folks on the road trips, it gives us something to talk about, the thing that we love most, the quirky parts of getting all around our state. Christina Laurie, our community editor, thank you so much. Good to talk to you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, let's check a little sports now, coming up in 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Let's see, the Milwaukee Bucks are in action tonight, not just a regular season game, but that really special quarterfinal of the NBA Emirates Cup in-season tournament.
Cup.
6 o'clock, they'll be hosting Orlando as part of the in-season tournament. I hope that's got everybody excited. The Badger men's basketball team plays tonight at Illinois. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock on Civic Media stations in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, Richland Center. You can hear it on the Civic Media app as well. And the Packers next play Sunday night at Seattle. Pre-game starts at 5 o'clock. With stations in Racine, Kenosha, Richland Center, and Park Falls. Kickoff, Packers at Seattle next Sunday night, is at 7:20. The Badger women's basketball team next plays tomorrow in Indianapolis against Butler. And again, the Badgers and Marquette women's volleyball teams are in the NCAA tournament regional bracket that resumes coming up on Friday. We've got today's history lesson coming up right after this. This is Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Come celebrate country Christmas at the Ingleside Hotel in Pewaukee. Drive through the over mile-long trail of spectacular lights and holiday displays, then visit Christmas Village, our model train room, and our life-size nativity in the streets of Bethlehem. Enjoy a family evening out, or turn your night into a magical staycation with overnight accommodations and passes to Springs Water Park. Details and offers at thecountrychristmas.com.
It's holiday havoc with the stars of Bruce City Wrestling. Saturday, December 14th, Jingle Bells Bash at the Waukesha Elks Lodge, 2301 Springdale Road. The reigning BCW World Heavyweight Champion, the Unholy One, Sean Priest, faces the formidable challenger, the freak show thriller, Salem Crane. Plus six more Fandemonium matches and two holiday ham giveaways. It's a night of epic battles you won't want to miss. Cards subject to change. Go to BruceCityWrestling.com and Happy 8 Collectibles at Southridge Mall for tickets. Doors open at 6:45. Jingle Bells Bash, Saturday, December 14th. Be there!
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
We start today's history lesson on a melancholy note, remembering Otis Redding, one of the great soul stylists of the 60s, who died in an airplane crash in Lake Monona on this day in 1967 in Madison. It was about 1 month later that this song, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, is released and went to number one. Birthdays today, Chef Bobby Flay turns 60 years old today. Oh, this is today. I got a story for you, Greg. So I'm at the Washington, D.C. airport, and I had a VIP sighting.
Okay.
And I saw this person, and nobody was sitting by him, a rather important person, or some would say once upon a time was an important person. And I knew I'd put his name in one of the history lessons about a birthday coming up. And I just wanted to go over and say, happy birthday, Senator. But I couldn't remember if it had happened or was about to happen. Today is Senator John Kerry's birthday. Former Democratic nominee for president, I think most recently a climate ambassador for the Biden administration. John Kerry turns 81 today. And after a minute or two, I saw some folks walk up to him at the other, at the gate at the Reagan National Airport, Washington, D.C. But I thought, is that really just John Kerry sitting there all by himself?
And former Secretary of State John Kerry?
Secretary of State just sitting there. And I was going to go over and go, hey, happy birthday. But couldn't remember which day. It's today that he's 81 years old today. Nice. Let's see. Susan Day is 72. Lori Partridge. Whole lot of baby boomers really feeling it right now. Lori Partridge is 72. Wasn't it just yesterday that we mentioned Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich being arrested? Being arrested? Well, it turned out that was one day before his birthday, because his birthday is today. Today, he is 68 years old and, of course, got pardoned by President Trump. So, you know, life is good for Rod Blagojevich. Happy birthday to Jack Hughes of Wang Chung. Everybody can Wang Chung tonight. Jack Hughes turned 70 today. We played the White Stripes a little earlier. Meg White is 50 years old today. It was on this day in 1966 that the number one song was by the Beach Boys. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm backing up. On this day in 1936, Britain's King Edward VIII, failing to win acceptance for his desire to marry the American divorcee Wallace Warfield Simpson, became the only British sovereign to voluntarily resign the crown. His abdication formally approved on this day in 1936. Reminds me of the movie The King's Speech. The Colin Firth one where he played King George, who had to take over for his brother. That was such a really good film. And it that's really one was. That really holds up. I can watch that over and over again.
I feel the same way about Caddyshack. You know, it just really holds up. Historical accuracy, the message within, Pat, I got to say, really speaks not just to me, but to all Americans.
On this day in 1967, while we're on the topic of movies, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? A Lesson in Racial Tolerance and Etiquette premiered in New York on this day in 67, starring Katharine Hepburn, Sidney Poitier, and Spencer Tracy in his last role before his passing. On this day in 1976, Paul McCartney and Wings released Wings Over America, a triple live album from their 1975-76 world tour, including this top 10 single. And the album itself would go on to top the album charts.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time.
Wings Over America was supposed to be a double album, but there was a bootleg triple album out there from the tour. So Paul McCartney's like, fine, we're going to be a triple album too. So
Yeah.
Tony writes in on YouTube from Ashland. Why is it that every year everyone's getting older? Can we slow this down a bit? I don't know. I'm going to defer to our resident physician, physicist, Greg Bach. We have a resident physician. I don't think we get an alternative. On this day in 2005, after 5 years of dating, country singers Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood formally tied the knot at a private ceremony at their home in Oklahoma. So happy, what is that, 19th anniversary to Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. Yeah. Another movie note here. It was on this day in 1972 that Apollo 17 astronauts Gene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt became the last humans to walk on the moon. The movie tie-in goes back to Apollo 11. On the flight home last night from Washington, D.C., I finally watched the film from earlier this year, Fly Me to the Moon, with Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, Woody Harrelson, Ray Romano, and more. That movie had no box office. It had no critical acclaim whatsoever, and I wasn't in a rush to see it, but I'm on an airplane, and I'm here to tell you, it was a delightful movie. Nice. It was a really nice, you know, again, some movies, maybe we were all right not to pay 15 bucks at a theater for it. But watch, you're on an airplane anyway.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, I thought it was going to be about, you know, faking the moon landing is kind of what the teaser made it look like. It's nothing like that. That is a part of the movie, but the way they incorporate it is just it's very charming. So I just wanted to recommend that movie as well. Today is Dewey Decimal System Day for the few of us ancient people remaining who used a card catalog. International Lager Day, not the woodsman, but the beer. And today is Nobel Prize Day, marking Alfred Nobel and the first awarding of the prize. Hey, coming up right after news here is the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. If you don't have it yet, you got less than 10 minutes to go online, download that Civic Media app, get it downloaded so you can text us the keyword. We'll tell you what it is coming up next on Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is now charged with murder. 26-year-old Ivy Leaguer Luigi Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania yesterday after someone recognized him from surveillance photos and called police. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham is near the crime scene in New York.
Police say he was carrying a fake New Jersey ID that matched the one allegedly used to check into a New York hostel last week. Authorities say they later recovered Mangione's passport with his real name, along with a gun, suppressor, and clothing that they believe are consistent with those used in the shooting.
Sources tell CBS News Mangione dealt with frequent back pain from an injury. A mandatory evacuation is in place in parts of Malibu, California, where an explosive wildfire has now burned 17.